So last couple of days we introduced the topic of Chol HaMoed, and we explained that contrary to some to a popular opinion, there is a malacha, is a problem of doing malacha at Chol HaMoed. It's not a free-for-all. It's not a normal weekday. And we're going to go through the next couple of days some of the rules and the prohibitions and the heterim, things you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. Just to really frame the whole issue of Chol HaMoed, it's a beautiful comment of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Moed Katan writes, Klum asru lasas malacha chol shamoed. What is the reason why there is an issur, the prohibition of doing certain things on Chol HaMoed? Ela kadei shia ochlin v'shlosin. So people have time to eat and drink, to enjoy themselves, v'yegein b'torah, and to learn Torah. I mean, that's the whole point of Chol HaMoed. All the rules we're going to talk about, things you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, things you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, the whole goal is to be able to enjoy yourself, both on a physical level and on a spiritual level, to be able to eat and drink, ochlin v'shlosin, and v'yegein b'torah, to spend it on spiritual pursuits. As we'll see in the next couple of days, there are a number of categories of things that are mutter, that are acceptable to do on Chol HaMoed, and one of them is going to be called Tzarchei HaMoed. That's the general rule. Anything that's for Chol HaMoed is going to be mutter to do. Because as Yerushalmi says, the whole point of the prohibitions of Chol HaMoed is for you to enjoy the Chol HaMoed. So therefore, since we have a reason, we know the reason for it, anything that's done for the enjoyment or for the purpose of Chol HaMoed, whether that's driving or cooking or any work you're going to do, that's going to be allowed. On Shabbos and Yontif itself, we don't say that because we don't know the reason why you can't do work. So you can't do work, even if it'll enhance your Shabbos, you can't drive to the beach, even though it'll enhance your Shabbos. That's not allowed on Shabbos. However, on Chol HaMoed, though, anything that's going to enhance your Chol HaMoed and make it more enjoyable, physically or spiritually, is going to be allowed, and we'll speak about the different rules the next couple of days.